hold
even
on,
more
hold on,
ridiculous.
Abdul, please. So what I'm saying, Arn, is that we were trying to build an argument for the necessary being. You agreed to the principle of sufficient reason, so we're on the same page there. Then what we're trying to explain is we have all these different things that we experience in reality that are contingent, that require an explanation for them outside of themselves. And so the question is, do we get to a bedrock thing that is necessary that explains all these other contingent facts, or do we just keep going on ad infinitum with all these different contingent beings? The only two really possible options at this point is to say, well, there has to be some sort of necessary being that is the grounds and explains all these other contingent facts, or we just keep adding on more and more contingent facts ad infinitum and we don't really get anywhere.
Or
So,
matter and energy are eternal, never created, and then we don't have this problem at all.
but then you would say that matter and energy in that case would be necessary, and then you have a necessary being. It just happens to be matter and energy, right?
The reason being that it's not possible for there to be absolutely nothing.
Well, but I'm saying even in that equation, if you rejected an infinite regress and you said, well, the thing that's eternal is this matter and energy. Well, the question is that matter and energy that's eternal, is it necessary or is it a contingent fact? If you say that it's contingent, then it needs an explanation outside of itself. Or if you say that it's necessary, then you agree with us that there is something that is necessary. You just think that it's matter and energy. And then we could have a discussion about that. So, I mean, which one of those options would you, at this point, would you go with? Would you say that you think matter and energy is eternal but doesn't have to be necessary? And then we still have to figure out, well,
If
what
it was
explains that
necessary, the only thing
contingency?
that makes it necessary is that it's not possible for there to be absolutely nothing. At least I don't think it's possible for there to be absolutely nothing. And that impossibility would make the existence of something necessary. And
Right. Okay. So, I
none of
mean,
that is relevant to what we're
well,
talking
no, it is.